Lord God Almighty, Thou art God that is most kind and compassionate. Thy compassions fail not, they are new every morning. And so, Father, we want to give Thee thanks for this day where we can come here in Forest City for this time of spiritual retreat. Thou hast preserved our lives, and Thou hast, in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, granted us salvation so rich and so free. And so in gratefulness, we come before Thee, asking Thee that this morning You will lead us and guide us and feed us by Thy Word. For these words are the words of everlasting life. Therefore, break Thou the bread of life unto us, that we may begin this day on the right footing, rooted in Thy Word, rooted in Christ Jesus. And may Thy Word bring much instruction, joy, and peace unto Thy people. This we ask and pray in Jesus' most blessed name. Amen. Please be seated. Please turn our Bibles to John chapter 12, verse 26. John chapter 12, verse 26. And let us read in unison this verse, right? John chapter 12, verse 26. John chapter 12, verse 26. Reading in unison. Right, John chapter 12, verse 26, reading in unison. Let us read together. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. One more time. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. The Lord bless the reading of His sacred word. In this life, we have servants. And I believe many of you are also called to be servants, because you are working, and usually when you are working, you are not working as a master, unless you are the owner of a company, or you are very likely working under someone. And so you will be serving somebody. But we know that in this life, not all servants are honored. You can serve very hard, but sometimes for your hard work, you are not recognized. You may even be abused. You may be humiliated. You may be treated very badly. And why so? Because some masters, they are bad masters. Right? They treat their servants for granted. They do not care about them. All they are interested in is to exploit those who serve them. But there can be another reason why servants are not honored, and that is because they are bad servants. They are not fulfilling what is required of them. When you are a servant of someone, obviously there will be some expectations from the master. And if you are not fulfilling the expectations of the master, then obviously, right, you cannot expect yourselves to be honored. But sometimes in life, we see some of these workers, some of these servants, they are not willing to fulfill these expectations. They are not willing to be diligent, but they still expect to receive reward and honor. And in some countries where they are not, you don't have good laws, then some of these people may even go out in the streets and riot, and they will take bricks and stones and they will throw and then set buildings on fire. They don't work hard, but they demand honor and even higher pay. Well, such servants do not deserve to be honored. But we thank God that here in John chapter 12, verse 26, we are told that we have a master who is good, and this master is none other than Christ. And his promise is that those who serve him will be honored. But please understand that if you are to be the servant of the Lord, that obviously there will be requirements. Just like last night, we learned, yes, those who are called under the covenant of grace by the Lord's special love, by the Lord's election, well, there are terms and conditions, right, that you will need to fulfill. And of course, we want to fulfill these terms and conditions because we love the Lord. The Lord loves us, and so we love him, and we want to follow, right, these terms and conditions. And that is exactly what we see down here, right, in the first part of John chapter 12, verse 26. In fact, this is in the following 3 days, three devotions, we are only going to consider this verse, John 12, 26. And if you look at the first part of this verse, it says here, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Yes, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And what an honor it is to be called to serve the Lord. In fact, down here, right, this expression, if any man serve me, has this understanding that not everyone is called to serve the Lord. Not everyone is called to serve the Lord. Who are those who are called to serve the Lord? Well, those whom the Lord has redeemed, those whom the Lord has reached out in his love, and by his Spirit, make them born again. Those whom the Lord, through the blood of the Lamb, has forgiven their sins. And so, yes, what a privilege it is if the Lord says, now, through Jesus Christ, you are now cleansed from every sin, and now I have called you. My purpose is to call you to be my servant, to be ordained unto good works. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Right? That is what we have heard last night. And then last night also, right, we learned, right, not of works, lest any man should boast. But then after that, for we are his workmanship, ordained unto what? Ordained unto good works. Right? If any man serve me. So the Lord called you to serve him. What a privilege. And so therefore, we better make sure that we serve him aright. And what is the master's requirement? Follow me. And it's a command down here. Follow me, and follow me all the way. Every day of your life, you are my follower. And this is a very, very reasonable demand. Which master does not want the servant to follow him? Right? If you are the master and you have a servant under you, so some of you here, you have domestic helpers serving you. And we thank God for these domestic helpers that are in our midst today. Well, the Lord has been especially gracious to you to place you under a master that believes in Jesus Christ. But obviously, if you are a domestic servant and you serve under the master will have certain demands. And the master will want you to follow certain stipulations. And of course, the servant must follow, isn't it? You work under any company, it's the same, right? Last night, the master says, make a handphone, you cannot make a cake. So let him follow me. Let him follow me. And so this is his core requirement for everyone. So first consider this. Who are those whom the Lord called to follow? Well, those whom the Lord called to serve him, they are us, men. But who are men? Well, remember the portrait which you all have learned, right, in the prayer meeting as we begin this camp. And the portrait of men is the portrait of Peter. Weak, failures without Christ. Yes, that is the lesson which the Lord wants us to learn through through Peter. When you see Peter, it is the description of every one of us if we do not want to walk in Christ. Every one of us is a sinner. And how can sinners serve God? Our hands are stained with sin. We are so full of wickedness. And that is what Jesus Christ wanted Peter to realize. If you want to follow me, first you better make sure you understand this lesson, Peter. You are weak, you are a failure without Christ. Everyone who is called to serve is like this. And this includes, of course, even those who are called to the full-time ministry. Everyone. You know, when you look at FEBC, those who enter, actually, many of those who enter into FEBC, they are not, in fact, everyone are not the perfect men. You know, it's not perfect men that enters into FEBC. And many of them, in fact, are failures in life. For example, there are some who, at one point in time, the Lord opened the doors of FEBC to have drug addicts to come in. These drug addicts, before that, they will be classed in societies as failures in life, isn't it? They will be so beholden to that drug, and they have lost all sense of direction in life. The only thing that matters to them is that little pill. But we praise the Lord that some of them, they come to know Christ. And after that, the Lord directed them to the Far Eastern Bible College. And those who understand this lesson of what it means for the Lord to have saved them, and they are grateful to the Lord, well, the Lord used them mightily. And some of them today, they are faithful preachers of God's word. We have some of them in Gethsemane, right, because Gethsemane runs a care ministry. And some of them are not only just preachers, some of them are pastors, and they are pastors among us. And some of them, if they do not tell you the history, you won't even know that they were drug addicts before. Well, they understood this lesson, that they are nothing before the Lord used them mightily. Then I also know of another lady this lady is now married to a preacher. And what was her life before? Well, before that, she was a rebellious lady. She was engaged in pubbing. Now, she was actually the daughter of someone who was very engaged, a leader in the church. But she rebelled. And so when she was in Australia, she engaged herself in all kinds of vices. She even had a tattoo. But when she was born again, oh, what a change. Really, 180. And after that, she felt the Lord's call. She entered into the ministry. And because she had this sincere desire to follow the Lord, well, the Lord bless her. And there in college, she met a most wonderful husband. And now she is very happy serving the Lord. What a wonderful testimony. And then the third example is an example that really encouraged my heart. You know, when one of the major lessons in FEBC is this, you know, sometimes people come in, they think that, oh, I know everything. I want to serve the Lord. Or full of zeal, they think that they are somebody. The first lesson is, you must know that you are nobody. These are those who the Lord has called to serve. And so, this year, as I was teaching, there was one student that declared, oh, I'm so stressed with work. I do not know what to do. The only thing that I can do is to turn to the Lord. I'm really lost. I can only pray and seek Him. And now all I care is to do my best and by the grace of God, let the Lord help me to complete my assignments and tests. Wow, I was so happy when I heard the students say that. Some students go to Hebrew elementary thinking that it is about Hebrew. It is not about Hebrew. This is the lesson. And when the students said that, wow, my heart was so happy, it was so cheered. The student learned that lesson. I was so happy. And I pray that the Lord would bless that student and use that student mightily in the service of the Lord. No matter what the result of the exam, she passed with flying colors. Because that is the first step of what it means to follow the Lord. To know this. Because to follow the Lord means what? Well, to follow the Lord simply means this. You are in full submission to the Lord's will. You are in full submission to the Lord's will. Whatever the Lord asks you to do, that you follow. That you follow. And this is why, right, in the adult Bible study, we were very much engaged in the, you know, in the understanding of the sevenfold will of God. Why? Because we want to know the Lord's will accurately and to walk circumspectly in life, right? Carefully in life. And how to know the Lord's will? Well, remember the first lesson, we begin with the preceptive will of God. You know the Lord's will, you know the Lord's word, right? The precepts, the statutes of God. And then, well, you devote your life totally and wholly to follow it. Right, so we must study God's word, and that's why we are here. We want to study God's word. We want to know God's word well. But not only just that, we want to know it devotionally in our hearts, and then to follow it, right, to obey it in love. Right, to be convicted by God's word, right, biblical conviction of God's word. And then after that, what? To follow these principles that are laid out in the scriptures. And that is exactly what we have heard last night. Nothing different from what we have heard last night. You know, if we want true revival in the church, true revival must begin where? True revival is in the hearts of the people. Hearts of God's people willing to what? Willing to follow God's word. That's it. No buts. God's word says like this. That's it. No buts. Don't try to navigate around it. Just follow it. And when you follow it, in every one of our lives, specifically, the Lord will lead and direct. The Spirit will lead you. And God will also dictate circumstances whereby you know, right, where you are to serve Him. What exactly you are to do. Then the Lord will help you. The Lord will cooperate with you to help you overcome all the obstacles in order to glorify Him. But first, you must be in full submission to the Lord, willing to surrender all to Him. Even if it means what? Well, the Bible here tells us, even if it means death. How do we know it? Well, because you look at the context of verse 26. Right? And Jesus answered them, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." Yes, so if the Lord demands that we should die for Him, we must be prepared to die for Him. In fact, what does it mean to be a follower of Christ? Now, very soon, we are going to have the Christmas baptismal service. So we have some who have believed in the Lord and they are most willing to be baptized with water. And this baptism is to signify the spiritual, right, the baptism with the Spirit that has already occurred in their lives. And what is this spiritual baptism? You know, when you are baptized unto Christ. What it actually signifies is now you are identified with Him in everything. Yes, in His life, in His work, but also in His death. Just as how Christ has died for our sins, now we die in Christ to sin. And we follow the same pathway. Christ was willing to suffer for us, and so we must be willing to suffer for Christ. That is what it means to be identified with Christ, dear brethren. And we must be willing to follow the way. And so what has the Lord called you to do? In your heart, please do not say, "Lord, all these requirements that you have for me, I don't want to follow." No, let us be most willing. Just as how Christ has set the example and just as what Christ has done for us, let us also be most willing to do it. And these are the kinds of servants that the Lord looks for. And in fact, this is the demand that He has for all of us. And at the end of it, the Lord's promise is, "If you honor me, I will also honor you." What does it mean to honor the Lord? Follow Him. Follow Him all the way. Follow His word. Follow His will for you. Follow Him, right? Just like how the Apostle Peter has followed. Follow Him, just like how the Apostle Paul has followed. So may this be our conviction. May this be our motto all the way throughout our life here on this earth. Now we are going to go to a season of prayer, and I will be asking some of the brethren to pray for certain items. Today, right, besides praying for the church camp, we are going to focus on praying for the fellowship groups. So some of the brethren down here have already known what you are to pray. So as I say these prayer items, please be ready to lead the congregation to pray. So let us now look to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy word, and we ask Thee, O Lord, to help us to hide Thy word in our hearts, that we might not sin against Thee. But Lord, Thou knowest the heart of Thy children. We love Thee. We want to follow Thee. We want to keep Thy commandments. So by Thy grace, help us, O Lord. And now, Father, as we come to Thee in holy prayer, cleanse our hearts from all sins, direct our hearts in godly worship towards Thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.